The proposal comes from the Campus and Community Coalition to Reduce the Negative Impacts of High-Risk Drinking, a group through the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. The coalition has worked for more than 2 years examining the possibility of a social host ordinance, which is town-level legislation meant to reduce both underage and dangerous drinking. That context, however, was not shared when an anonymous account posted a portion of a draft proposal on Twitter, framing it as an attempt to cut down on parties. When UNC senior Neil Pierre-Louis saw it, he at first thought it was fake.
Honestly, the more I read it, I was like, oh, this is like a real thing. And then I was like, yeah, I was really annoyed.
Pierre-Louis, who lives in a house off campus, said he enjoys hosting and going to parties. From the portion of the ordinance he saw, which outlined the definition of loud or unruly gatherings, as well as the financial penalties, the senior said he felt like it would be challenging to equally enforce.
One thing I really didn't like about the ordinance is just how vague it was. So that just really leaves it up to like an officer's discretion. And even if they were to like even try to be impartial, I mean, if you don't have any baseline for what constitutes as like unruly gathering, something like that, it definitely is just going to be like a mess in terms of being fair to everyone.
The Campus and Community Coalition includes some law enforcement among its membership, but the dozens of partners also include university, health, and even small business representatives. The Marion Cheek Jackson Center, which is an advocacy and historical hub for the North Side, Pine Knolls, and Tin Top neighborhoods, has its executive director on the coalition. George Barrett said his organization was a leader in the group's exploration of a social host ordinance. He said some residents in historically black neighborhoods have long shared that student gatherings in nearby houses can be disruptive and that they're concerned for the students' well-being.
What we've always heard is, you know, residents saying, it's not like we're any bit opposed to students. We just want the students to respect the neighborhood and also like join in into the neighborhood fabrics and history and traditions that have been in this place for so many years.
Samantha Liu, the director of the Campus and Community Coalition, said since her organization's goal is to reduce harm related to alcohol, a social host ordinance could be a solution. She said she sees it as an additional tool for the community to act safely.
So the idea that we were proposing in our draft as well is that this ordinance would be a deterrent to people having these large gatherings. We're not anti-party, like people should socialize, it's healthy for them to do so. But we just want people to think a little bit more critically before they throw a large gathering that might be disruptive to the houses and homes around them. So I think that was really interesting, especially as we think about the coalition as a public health focused organization.
Barrett said over the course of compiling data from other similar ordinances, the coalition spoke with representatives of Fort Collins, Colorado. The city near Colorado State University implemented its own ordinance back in 2016, and Barrett said it's been successful in limiting high-risk drinking.
One of the things that I remember from that conversation, which I think supports it being a preventative measure, is those individuals saying that they actually did not have to use, like literally give the citation or give fines to that houses that much, because knowing that it had such clear accountability to it, like that actually was the factor that changed behavior.
Even with the context of the coalition's intentions, Pierre-Louis said he is still skeptical of such ordinances' effectiveness. While he typically uses the Chapel Hill Party registration tool and regularly communicates with his neighbors before hosting gatherings, the UNC senior said he could see how some community members could misuse the ordinance. Pierre-Louis added that while he believes students would be concerned about the high fines from violating the ordinance, it may not deter those who engage in high-risk drinking the most.
The idea of, like, punishing is just not, again, like, I don't know, students will always find their way around things. But when you put all these barriers, it just becomes like more dangerous, in my opinion.
What is the likelihood we'll see a social host ordinance in Chapel Hill? Well, the Campus and Community Coalition initially planned to bring a draft for the Chapel Hill Town Council to consider at Wednesday night's meeting. Since then, the group has told 97.9 The Hill they are going to aim for more community input before formally bringing any proposal before council. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.